This is New England Public Radio News. As some states move to tighten abortion laws or try to ban the procedure outright, there's a push in Massachusetts to remove some restrictions. I'm Sam Hudzik, and this is Beacon Hill on 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined by State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy. Hey there, Matt. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So there's a long hearing planned for today on Beacon Hill to take testimony on a bill known as the Roe Act. Lots of attention on this, lots of impassioned testimony expected. What's in this bill?
Yeah, we're expecting a press conference from supporters later this morning and a hearing this afternoon in front of the Joint Committee on the Judiciary. And this is really a controversial bill. We've seen Republicans in particular, the Mass GOP, fighting against it. And this would expand abortion access in Massachusetts by making what some critics have called late-term abortions legal. But essentially what it would do would make abortions after 24 weeks of pregnancy acceptable or allowable in cases where doctors determine that the fetus is no longer viable and unlikely to survive after birth. That is the thrust of this bill. There are other provisions, some that would relax rules regarding access to abortions for minors and other changes to the state's abortion laws, but certainly a different push here in Massachusetts than what we're seeing in other states around the country.
And what's your sense of the likelihood of this passing? I believe that Governor Charlie Baker, you know, a Republican who walks a pretty fine line on abortion policy, he's got some problems with this.
He does. The governor has been out front in saying that he does not think that the state's abortion laws need to be changed. He's a pro-choice Republican. He has signed a number of laws protecting things like health coverage of abortions. They have put more money into place to protect funding for Planned Parenthood and preventative health clinics that were in jeopardy of losing federal funding. But the governor thinks that this bill might go a step too far. We have not yet heard any commitment from legislative leaders like the Speaker or the Senate President to advance this bill, but the chief sponsors are Senate President Emerita Harriet Chandler of Worcester and Speaker Pro Tem Patricia Haddad of Somerset. So it does have some high-profile supporters in both branches. But the last we heard from Speaker DeLeo, he was waiting to see how this hearing would go and take it from there.
Let's look now at education funding. Last week, a group of parents from a bunch of communities, including Springfield, Chicopee, and Orange, sued the state. They say their schools are chronically and unconstitutionally underfunded. This comes as the governor and legislators are looking to make a deal on education policies, including that funding formula. Matt, is this lawsuit going to help push that debate?
Yeah, well, it certainly ramps up the pressure, and it puts in some sort of fallback if the legislature were to fail, as they did in the last session, to get a final new ed funding reform plan across the finish line. We are waiting. You know, it's now June 17th. The Senate chair of the Education Committee, Senator Jason Lewis, had said that he expected and hoped to see the Education Committee put out an education funding bill this month. The House was less committed to that timeline, but they have been working. We have seen the chairs of the Education Committee coming for meetings together where presumably they are trying to hash out these details, but we have not heard a definitive timeline on when anything might surface.
Finally, Matt, Sal DeMacy, former Massachusetts House Speaker, is in a fight with Secretary of State Bill Galvin over whether DeMacy should be allowed to register as a lobbyist. DeMacy served federal time for steering state contracts to a software company in exchange for kickbacks. Galvin says no way should this guy be allowed to lobby. How's this playing out?
Yeah, well, the former speaker had a preliminary hearing last week, and interestingly, the secretary's office opened up a new line to potentially deny him his ability to lobby on Beacon Hill, interestingly suggesting that when Sal DeMacy was Speaker of the House and for those actions that led to his federal conviction, he should have registered for a lobbyist. It's an interesting argument that one of the most powerful legislators on Beacon Hill should be required to and fail to register as a lobbyist to lobby his own legislature, his own legislative branch, and the governor. But the Secretary of State says that he will pursue that as a way to block DeMacy from registering to lobby if his other reason for denying the former speaker doesn't hold up, which is that his federal convictions should be an automatic disqualification.
All right. Matt Murphy, reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others, including The Shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review, at our website. That's nepr.net/podcasthub. This is New England Public Radio.